I first saw this picture when I was 15, 16, in the kind of mid to late 90s. And I was really shocked because we were told it was a classic work of art. And when I saw it, I was kind of repulsed and totally attracted too. Like, I couldn't look away from it because it was so traumatic and terrifying. I mean, you've got these three figures. All of them are contorted. They have grey skin. The mouth of the central figure, the middle figure, is just so distressing. It's kind of grinning and gurning and baring its teeth. And if it has eyes, it seems to be covered up with this kind of wretched sort of untied bandage. You know, you can't even see the face of the one on the left, and its back is so disfigured. And the only relatable physicality that the one on the right seems to have is this screaming mouth. I mean, these are Francis Bacon's kind of modern day furies for the 20th century, based on pictures from medical textbooks or of indeed of kind of war wounds. And I remember just being so blown away by them. And a few years later, I realized that Francis Bacon was gay. You know, the paintings made even more sense to me. You know, this is the 40s. He couldn't be openly gay. He couldn't be himself. So it makes total sense that these are the bodies that he produces in his paintings. But there's also something fantastically sort of domestic and, I don't know, queer in another way about these paintings. Because before he was a painter, he was an interior designer. And one of the figures is kind of standing on what could be a shadow, or it could almost kind of be like a shag pile rug. Another is kind of on a table, all in these really brash, bright interiors. But they're definitely rooms. For me, it was the first time I ever realised that something could be beautiful but terrifying too. And Francis Bacon's work has always really inspired me to think, if I'm writing a poem, it doesn't have to be about beautiful things.